Augusta Pricing.
Hi, Mark.
How are you? Happy Friday. Doing good?
Yeah.
Awesome. Glad to hear that. I'm doing good. You know, I'm looking forward to the weekend. I need a couple of days to myself. You'd already beat it. It's been a crazy week. But my name is Nadine. I'm one of the regional specialists. I know that you've been talking here with Jess, and she's been kind of going over the basics of the program. And she did send me over some notes, Mark. She mentioned that the business itself has been around 2 years now, huh? Congratulations.
Yeah, and I've been getting, like someone just the other day said that my company pulled up top of the list whenever they Googled me.
When they Googled you by your company name or by your services?
You know, water damage, my service. It's just kind of niche.
Uh-huh.
You know, water damage and stuff.
Let me take a look at something real quick.
Now, my website is www.ecoscustomsolutions.com.
Yeah, but what I'm looking at is, like, if I'm specifically looking for a service that you offer, right? Because that's how someone's going to find you. Because, you know, if they don't know you by name, how are they going to find you listed by your services, right? So maybe what they found was, like, because when I search, I don't see, like, a Google business profile. What I found was a Yelp page. I see your website right underneath of that, MapQuest. Let me see. Also looks like you have Facebook and Yahoo.
Yeah.
Nextdoor.
And Nextdoor. Yeah.
I don't see Angie's List. But that was the first thing I saw.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I do have a Google profile. I just don't. It's not verified.
Okay. Well, I guess my question for you is this, right? Because I want to respect your time, too. You know what I mean? And it's Friday. You know?
Yeah.
Is it something that interests you to be on that first page?
If it's the LSO that gets you the locals to get you right on the top of the page, yes, I am interested in that.
Okay. So there's a number of services that we offer, right? Predominantly, we're talking to you about the local map section, the local SEO. But also, depending on the appetite of your business, we complement with either Google Ads, Facebook Ads. It really depends, you know, on what your needs are. So if I'm looking at the notes, you travel within a 20-mile radius. Am I correct? For potential clients.
Yeah, pretty much like 30 miles right now, but I'd rather travel less.
Got it. One of the packages that I would recommend for you is our Platinum one because it includes the Google and Facebook marketing. However, the way that we set it up, Mark. I'm sorry? I didn't catch that.
The Platinum sounds pretty rich.
Well, you haven't even let me give you the price yet. Oh, my gosh. Let me give you the price before you start.
Sounds like a sales pitch. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, no, I'm not trying to be salesy here. Listen, I just want to offer you something that's going to give you a return. At the end of the day, the ball's in your court, whether you want to take it or not. Up to you. I'm not here to pressure you, okay? I'm sure you get lots of calls like these, right? I know I'm not the first, and we're not going to be the last. What held you back from signing up with any of them? Was it price? Was it just that you got enough work?
It was ridiculous. I think it's quite ridiculous.
Okay.
A lot of the price is like $1,500 or more.
Well, that sounds like they're offering you Google Ads. When they're offering you a package like that. So basically, our Platinum package, which includes the Google and Facebook marketing, you'd be looking at a price point of $299 a month. Month to month, no contract.
Month pricing, right?
Correct. We'll ask you.
I'll do it for a month.
Okay, well, let me go over what's included before you say you want to sign up for a month because I'm going to ask you to stick it out 2 months. And it's because it's not going to happen overnight, and I'm very transparent. I like to be upfront. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So with this particular package, it's going to include the first page placement on Google. So it's taking your Google business profile that you have now, optimizing it to the first page. We're not creating you a new page. It's managing the one that you currently have. We list you on Bing. We'll brand your Yelp page. We'll also do Facebook ad campaigns that'll retarget audience by interest, income level, or by location. We'll always make sure that your website's attached. We're not going to tinker with your website. We're not going to make no changes. Okay? We just want to make sure it's attached. And then we cover the mobile platform. Anyone using their iPhone, Android, or tablet finds you listed on the first page. Okay? As far as timeline. So once we get this started, within 5 to 7 days, directory submission will happen. You can also start tracking your results through your customized tracking and reporting system. 7 to 14 days, Facebook ads are live. Those can already start generating phone calls for you. Always what is stated in our terms and conditions, and this is in writing. The first page placement on Google with the optimization and maintaining you there, I will always give you the timeline of 45 to 60 days, even though I've seen it happen sooner. I will still stick to that timeline because I prefer to underpromise and overdeliver. Could it happen sooner for you? Yeah. I mean, it's a matter of you adding on as managers. You hold the ownership to your Google business profile, your Facebook page. We're just listed as managers, so that way we can do the optimizing and run the ad campaigns for Facebook. So could it happen sooner? Possibly, but I'm still going to stick to the 45 to 60 days, no matter what.
Okay. I've got calls from people saying they found me on Google, so like it should only help that, right?
Absolutely. It should help it a lot more, yeah, for sure. But in this case, like I was saying, you know, I just want to be upfront with you, right? Because I think that's the most important.
Yeah.
Did you have another question? I'm sorry.
My coworkers are talking.
Oh, okay. I thought it was you, and I wasn't, and I was like, I'm not hearing what you're saying.
Right, no, I'm not talking under my breath.
Okay. You're like, I just want to get my Friday started.
If I was to do it, I'd have a lead by the end of the month.
I'm going to say 45 to 60 days. You know what I mean? Possibly could happen sooner, though, because remember, we're doing the Facebook ads within 7 to 14. Directory submission is 5 to 7, which those could generate you some calls, right? But again, I mean, I'm still going to stick to that timeline no matter what.
Do y'all do any automating of, like, phone calls or receiving calls or any of that?
No, we don't, unfortunately, yeah. I know there's other programs out there that do that where, I mean, I've talked to someone who's had a company that, I can't remember the name of it, but what they did is they basically were, like, answering, like, their answering service for them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Kind of setting up their appointments and stuff like that, yeah. How's the Angie's working for you? That's so weird. I didn't even see it. Unless if it's listed under ECS LLC. Maybe
that's
why I
didn't
find it.
My actual company name. My company name is ECS, not Eclipse Custom Solutions. That's not even my fictitious name. But
that's crazy.
That is my name. That's if you want to say it's anything, you know.
Yeah.
But as far as like the state goes, it's just E.S.D. or C.S.
Yeah, and I saw that like on the Facebook page and the Nextdoor and stuff, but it's so weird because I do not even see a list for you on Angie's. Are you still using it?
I'm on Angie's ad. Today I've got 7 different new clients. But they're not good clients all the time. A lot of them are like,
hit and miss
the water and they really don't want to swim.
Tire kickers?
Yeah, so they waste a lot of time. A lot of time.
Yeah. But are you at least making back what you invested with them?
Yeah, that's definitely.
Good. That's good. That's really good. So aside from the water damage restoration, what else do you do?
Decks. I like doing decks. We pretty much anything related to water damage, so a lot of remodeling. I mean,
yeah.
You come out doing a lot of structural walls, drywall, painting, sheetrock, all that stuff that it's, we're doing a swimming pool, you know, stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
So, anything that can get damaged by water is pretty much what we can do.
Okay, that's good.
And mold, we do a lot of mold remediation too.
I was just going to say, yeah. I kind of figured that. It kind of goes along right with it.
Yeah, but see, the difference is that we repair them, and we don't just go in there and dry the house out and stop the mold. We actually do it all, not half-assed.
Yeah, interesting, because I had actually one of the neighbors down the street from me, she ended up with, she didn't even know, I guess she had like water underneath her home. And so they had, like, she had to call like three different people. One came out, got the water out, yeah. had fans under there drying. Then someone else had to come out and do something else. Then she had to get someone else to come and do the plumbing. It was like, oh my God, how many
That's
people
exactly
you got to call?
That's exactly what I'm stopping. So I'm just call my company. That's your one-stop solution.
One-stop shop. Yeah.
Yep.
And it was kind of a pain because it seemed like she had to call a different person to do something else. You know what I mean? I was like, oh, man, that's a headache.
The part is that the first person takes all the insurance money, then leaves them high and dry.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, crazy.
So then they're stuck without it. Their walls put back in. They just have all their water.
Yeah. So, I mean, what are your thoughts on all this, Mark, if you don't mind me asking, like, how do you really feel about it?
I was trying to find out an LSO company or whatever, local surgeon.
Uh-huh.
And, I've just been waiting for the right opportunity.
Okay.
One that's not $4,000. The last person I talked to said it was like $4,000 up front. I'm like, get out of here. I'm not going to give you $4,000 for, like,
again, that sounds to me like they're trying to implement Google Ads. To be very honest with you, because the local SEO isn't going to cost that much. If you're paying that much, it's because you better have Google Ads included, because if that's all they're trying to charge for that, then I don't know. they're like...
There's so many scammers out there, though. You don't even know anymore.
That's true,
Everyone's trying to get over on you.
Yeah. I'm not going to say that there aren't scammers out there. You could look us up on Google. We've been in business now.
Okay.
Yeah, look us up on Google. We have like over 1,000 reviews. We've been in business for 20 years. We wouldn't be in business this long if we didn't know what we were doing. But we are a California-based company out of Fountain Valley.
Okay.
Do you get text messages on this phone? I'll send you our pricing page so that way you can look at it.
Yeah.
Give me 1 second. I'm going to send you... Well, I only ask because sometimes it might be like someone's special number and then they're like, I didn't get the text. And I'm all, okay. And then they're like, well, what number are you texting? Well, the one we're talking on. Oh, I don't get text messages on that one. I'm all, so that's why I just ask now. It just makes it
easier. You actually called
easier.
My business number. So.
It's funny. Sometimes the list that they come up with will have someone's personal phone number. And it's just like, oh my God, I don't like calling people's personal numbers, you know? And you want to be careful when you're calling the business too. Just because you're working. So what I'm sending you is this link to our pricing page. When you open it up, it's going to give you the breakdown, like about what we do, who we are. You'll see our Google partner badge. We're not Google. We don't work for Google. Okay. Just to be very clear on that. We're a Google channel partner. When you're looking at the SEO packages, keep in mind those are the original rates. They don't apply to you because I brought you in with a credit for the new in business. So the SEO package, either way, it's still the same price.
Veteran.
You're a veteran? What branch?
Yeah, Army.
Wow, thank you for your service. Greatly appreciate it. Yeah, my daughter, her husband's stationed in Hawaii. I'm like, okay, well, I guess they're suffering, right? That's where he went after boot camp.
They sent me to South Korea, which is a little bit farther over the pond.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh my gosh. Yeah. I think it was either there or I think they were talking about Germany. So I don't know how that works. If you guys pick it or what, but
yeah, we get a choice, but then they send you to one of them.
Okay. You get a choice, but then they send you where they want, right? Yeah. I guess he's like, all I know is that it has something to do with infantry and he's like really excelling. So I guess it's more opportunities for him. His goal is to be a police officer, right? And I guess this is like, it's a big deal when you're doing that, when you've been in the service, you know what I mean? But, I have a nephew who's trying to go to the Marines and my husband's like, you're not built for it, dude. And I'm like, well, that's a little discouraging. He's like, are you kidding me? He won't hang. There is no way. There is no way. And my husband's trying to talk him out of it because he's like, he's going to end up getting dishonorably discharged because he's going to quit. And I'm like, no, don't say that.
Hey, might as well go Air Force. Just go Air Force, kid. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, you know what it is? I think it's because my nephew is looking at it like, oh, my cousin bought a house coming out of, you know, the Marines. Well, I think it took a little bit more than that. You know what I mean? So he's trying to find like an easy way out, but we were busting up because he's like a big kid. And I say kid. He's a big guy, but he's still like kiddish. You know what I mean? And I'm like, well, maybe this will make him into a man.
Yeah.
You know? My husband's like, I don't know, dude. I just don't. And I'm like, okay, well, you know, pray for him. That's all he can do, right? Because in his mind, he's like, well, I mean, I want to go, but I don't want to go to war. Well, what do you think? If you're serving and war breaks out, you're going. So it's kind of crazy. I don't know. Millennials, right?
Yeah. Yeah, no, and the kid I live with, he's 21 and he can't even barely wipe his own butt. Like, he'd never make it in the Marines. And he's a security guard. Like, he just sits on his butt all day.
Oh my gosh. Really? Yeah. I know. I don't know. Sometimes I think they have a misconception, but thank you so much for your service. You know what? I feel like you guys don't get enough thank yous. You know what I mean? One thing I can tell you, you know, the fact that you are mentioning that you're a veteran, and we definitely want to always, you know, thank our veterans. I'll tell you this, they give me a friends and family rate that I could use for any friend or family member that wants to, like, list a business on Google. But obviously, Mark, I mean, we have to have a position available for them. I don't ever use mine because everyone I know is either retired or they work for somebody. But I would actually pitch it to my manager, like, listen, he's a veteran, and I think we should, like, kind of give him a little bit more. If I could get him to let me use my credit for my friends and family, it would actually bring down your cost to $249. I don't know if that would help you any, but it would always be at that same rate no matter how long you're with us monthly.
I'm willing to try it.
Okay.
As far as Facebook ads and all that stuff, though, does it cost more for leads or something?
No, because so with the Facebook ads, just so you know, from the $249, they'll take $100 of that they're going to allocate to your Facebook ads that we're managing. So, like, when they're clicking on your ad, you're not incurring additional click fees. Do you see what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, because you're paying that flat rate no matter what. Now, of course, like, let's say 6 months down the road or whenever, you're like, you know what? I want to allocate another $100 a month to my Facebook ads. At your discretion?
No, if it works, then definitely. I'd do it.
Yeah, you always have that availability. Right? At your discretion. Okay? But again, it stays the same price no matter what.
All right.
Okay.
I would appreciate it. Like I said, some of them I've been willing to get to. I've just been paying $600 a month for Angie's.
Oh, no way.
I've tried Thumbtack and they cost me per lead. They went up $600 and I didn't even get a job. Yelp screwed me over. And so in Facebook ads, I haven't got a single job off of.
Oh, man. How are you running your Facebook ads?
I use Meta, but I don't really... I mean, I'm using my pictures from my jobs and going and making reels and stories, then I'll boost them.
Uh-huh.
And put, like, you know, location and age and all that, targeted area.
And what are you allocating to it? Because you're incurring the cost per click. Not much? Okay.
Like,
yeah.
Like $25 here and there, and it shows me getting a bunch of clicks, but not like any.
But not conversion. So you're getting the clicks, but it's not converting. Okay.
Yeah, it's like the clicks probably come from like bullshit bots or something.
Now, are you pretty responsive on your Facebook Messenger?
I mean, if they were actual leads, I would be, but I haven't really got. If someone's actually calling or messaging that looks legit, then
that looks
I'll
legit.
Call up on
yeah.
It.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Just because I say like when you're running Facebook ads, you do want to make sure that you're at least, you know, looking at your Messenger only because sometimes you'll have, there might be like someone responding to you through Facebook message. And so some people aren't aware of that and they don't even open it up. And then it's like, we're seeing in the reporting and we're like, hey, you're losing opportunities. Like someone was specifically asking this one guy about tree service. And, because he does trees. And it was like, oh my gosh, I go, listen. And I sent him the text. I sent it through him to a text because he's like, well, I didn't see it. And I'm all, they're like asking you specifically about getting rid of two trees and the lady sent her address and everything. So I shot it over to him because he wasn't, he wasn't one of those that had his Facebook Messenger open on his app, you know, on his phone. So he got it together, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
but, yeah.
I've been trying to get together for 2 years by myself, and it's like I'm missing the special sauce.
Well, you know what, though? I have to say, right, you have done a good job so far on what I currently see out there, right? More than others,
yeah.
Mark. So, you know, I want to at least stress that to you, because I've seen business owners start up their marketing, and some of them are way behind. And it's really tough sometimes to try to get them on the right train, you know? And some of them are like, kind of like, you know, a little behind, but also they're like, oh man, you know, cause they've had bad experiences. So they're just kind of like, I don't know. You know what I mean? But I did see an email for you on your Facebook. Is it markb1121@icloud.com? Is that the best email for you?
Or you can do my work one. It's markb@eclipsecustomsolutions.com.
Which one do you prefer? Because I would say it's one that you check frequently.
Oh, they're both like, they go the same mailbox. All my work emails are forwarded over to my personal one. But,
okay.
Yeah, that's my personal one. So it works.
The markb@eclipsecustomsolutions.com?
Or the first one you had. They both the same mailbox. It don't matter.
Okay. All right. I'm going to actually, to the iCloud one, I'm going to send you 2 emails because he just gave me an approval code. He wanted me to thank you for your service as well. A closed mouth doesn't get fed, right? All you got to do is ask. What's the worst they're going to tell us? No?
Yeah.
That's what my kids say. Well, I'm going to still ask. I'm like, the answer's still no. You're 25 and the answer is still no. I'm not giving you money. Get a job. You know?
Like my girlfriend and her parents, she's 40 years old and her parents are like, clean your room. She's like, no.
I know. My oldest, she's sometimes, I'm like, oh my God, I don't know what this girl was thinking. She'll call me, Mom, can you help me pay my bill? And I said, well, when's it due? Well, just loan me the money. Well, when's it due? Well, I have them on the phone. Can you just shoot me your credit card number? I'm like, really? You're like on the phone with them because you're... Now, let me ask you. When you went to Disneyland last week, you knew this bill was coming up, right?
Yeah.
Why would you go to Disneyland?
Right.
But what do I know? I have this right here for no reason. Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm like, oh, my God.
I'm on the border, though.
I'm sending you these 2 emails. So the first one, they're both coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash, Mark. The first one's going to say Google and Facebook marketing, and it's going to list in there the $249 a month, everything that's included in that package. And then I'm also sending you one that says client dashboard analytics. So with us, you also have a customized tracking and reporting system so that you can track your results with us. Okay? So it just kind of gives you an example on how you're tracking, like, you know, your Google Analytics and so forth. Okay. Now, on your phone, I'm also going to send you the number to our customer service department. So you're going to have a team that's dedicated to your account. Whenever you have an update, you have a change, you have a question, you have concern, you're going to contact customer service. We're always here Monday through Friday, 7 to 4. Now, I believe you're
on
the central time. Go ahead.
Yeah. On your ad, so like I just did a water damage job at a house that had 2 trees go through their attic, and I went up there, blew in insulation, fixed the drywall.
Oh, my God.
Out of the water. Then today, I went to the house, and I had a window that's been leaking for a year or two or three, and they have all the wood underneath robbed out, and the drywall's robbed out. So if I put those pictures on Facebook, would they take them and make the ad out of them?
We could. So what's going to happen is you're going to have a client interview and onboarding, okay? The client interview and onboarding is when you're going to speak with the tech. They're going to talk to you about the Facebook ads, your keywords, the areas of target. That's really where the magic is going to happen. It's not necessarily with me. So we take your input on the ads, even though we're doing the creation of them. If you're like, hey, I want this photo used, and this is the kind of promotional deal I want to run, or I want an ad for looking to hire, or whatever you want the ad for, right? You just let us know, because we're going to take your input on it too, right? We're not just going to create it just off of what we think. We want your input on it. And then we do the ad creation for you. So if you need to change them around, you let us know. We change them around. But we have the team monitoring and managing it, because they have to. They got to watch the algorithm and so forth, because we want to ensure you're getting a return on what you're investing. Because as long as you're sticking it out, you know what I mean, and being successful, so are we.
Yeah. I'm trying to get away from Angie's ads. Like, a lot of their leads are just not good.
Are you on the one that you pay monthly that's a year contract?
Yeah, yeah. So I'm paying $600 a month, and I'm getting like a lot of people, but like a lot of them people don't actually want any work done.
Oh, okay.
You know.
Okay.
Yeah. But I'm getting enough to where it's like sustaining me, but definitely not where I want to be at. You know, like I got maybe one decent job this month for water damage. Yeah, but it's $8,000 job, but it paid for the $600.
Yeah, yeah.
But if I get like four of those, that'd be great.
Okay. But you're like, that would be good. You know what I mean?
I mean, that's $40,000 a month. I start out right there. That'd be all right.
Yeah, for sure. For sure, for sure. Now, on that text that I sent you, Mark, I am going to ask you, okay, to save our number under your contacts under Local Splash, so this way you never lose our phone number. I also included your username and password for your client dashboard. So when you look at it, your username is always going to be your phone number. No dashes, no one before the area code. And then your password is going to be all one word, lowercase, the Yahoo. Okay, so just so that you know. And then I'm just going to start verifying information. So I currently see on the Google Business Profile e.c.s.llc. That's how it should show, correct?
That is my actual company name, yeah.
Okay, perfect. Okay. And then let me go here. And you verified it in Conway, I'm assuming?
No, so I'm going to my house right now. I can verify it. I tried to verify it a couple times from, like, a different location, and I guess it's geotagged.
Yeah. Because I see...
I should go do that right now.
Yeah, no, when I actually searched it up, right, it doesn't even show your address on there, which is good. But I was just asking if you did it.
I got 3 hours away from here. I guess the registered agent, like, tells everyone that I'm from Mountain Home, which is way away, almost in Missouri.
Oh, wow.
So I don't know why they did that, but you can't find me in Conway at all. Like, if you try to search me.
Well, it's funny because when I typed it in, I just typed in the name, right? The ECS. And I put Conway. Let me see.
Yeah.
Let me go back.
Well, I mean, I got a lot of accounts now.
Yeah, because I put ECS LLC Conway AR. That's how I put it. And the profile came up with the Facebook and then the next door, the Google Business Profile with the 7 reviews. That's the only one that I see. Okay. All right. So I figured you probably did verify it in Conway. Was that like your home address or something?
Yeah, so I have a home address and a personal address, a business address and a home address, and I tried to verify it from my home, and like it wasn't geotagged, right? So it didn't go through.
Okay. Okay. All right, no worries.
I'm going to my business right now. So.
Okay. All right. And then, Mark, what's your last name? It's just for the account purpose. It doesn't post anywhere.
B-U-R Bridge. Like Burbridge.
Okay. And the phone number that should always be listed is the 501-499-3177, correct?
Yeah, so I got a cell phone that has two cell phone numbers, and they both go to my cell phone. But, like, it'll tell me whether it's business or personal.
Oh, cool. Okay. What are your typical hours of operation? Because I notice it's not on your Google Business Profile.
Right. I try to stay within Monday to Friday from 7 to 5, but it's kind of like being water damage, it can be emergency. Like I'll be 24/7 if necessary. Like,
yeah.
Just in case someone has a water problem at midnight, we can come out.
So emergency services are available.
Yeah.
Okay. Both residential and commercial, or do you have a preference?
I mean, I like doing both. It's just it's hard to get commercial jobs.
Is it? Really?
I mean, it's harder. So I've done one hotel, though, that had, like, 3 stories of flooding, and that was, like, a big one.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, it sounds like it was. So you have a crew, right? Jamal, you don't do this all by yourself, do you?
No, I always have people hired, and I haven't really got a fully set crew. I just got, like, one or two individuals that are full-time.
Reliable. Okay. So I'm putting the water damage restoration. I'm putting mold remediation.
Yep. Then, for like decks and stuff, I guess, if you want to venture off from that.
Decks and patios?
Water damage,
or
pretty much.
Yeah.
Enclosures.
Okay. Yeah, that's no joke. When water can damage so much, like, that's no joke.
Yeah.
And you're licensed and insured or in the process or not required where you're at?
So, I'm currently, I've taken the dang Arkansas business state law and exam test, and I just failed it by 4 freaking questions this past time. So I'll have it within the week, but I am insured.
Good for you.
I think I put down on there that it's not required. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not a requirement. I just always ask out of habit. You know, certain states, some of them, it's not even required.
Yeah. And I will be. I mean, it's just.
Good for you.
I've been bragging, you know.
Well, you've been busy, too, it sounds like, you know.
Well, I just got a kid, like, dropped off on my doorstep, a 4-month-old.
Oh.
Yeah, and I didn't know about it. No one knew about it. So it's like, here you go.
Oh. But what a blessing, though. Boy or girl?
Boy. I already got a girl.
Oh, do you? Oh, so you got a pair now.
Yeah, but I'm a single dad, so it's kind of rough.
You know what? Hats off to you. That, especially for a dad, it's got to be rough. You know what I mean? God's going to bless you.
Despite the system's been a pain. Like, DHS is not letting me do this easily.
I'm telling you. I know. I've had some friends that have had problems, and it's like, you know, the parents and the grandma's trying to take the kid, but because the grandpa had a history from way back, it was just like a mess, and it was like, dude, that was like how long ago? Like, he's a pastor now. You know what I mean? And they're like, nope. And it's crazy. It's like, I don't get it. I just think like, wow.
The baby mama didn't even know she was pregnant until she gave birth. Then I got thrown on all of her stuff because I'm the father. I had to go through DNA testing and all that.
Oh, my gosh.
But
wow.
I officially have him 100% right now. So.
Oh, I'm definitely going to keep you in my prayers. And God gives you strength. Just sometimes it can be tiring, right? And running a business.
I appreciate that. Oh,
yeah,
it's almost impossible.
Yeah, I know. It's going to be rewarding. I promise you. I promise you that. It's going to be so rewarding in the long run. I promise you that. It's just right now it can be tough. I'm not going to say it's not. You know? You did say 20 miles is sufficient for you, right?
I mean, if I could get more leads, less would be great. But, I mean, anything more than 20 miles, it can become a headache real quick.
Yeah, for sure. And just know that with Facebook ads, you could always target, like, specific areas, too. And furthest that they typically target is, like, a 50-mile radius, but I think 20 is sufficient for you as well. I mean, you're going to know that more than I would. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that gets me next to the Capitol. So, I mean, Little Rock's right here.
Okay. And then I'm putting
a lot of the work in it.
Emergency services available. Only if you're going to hire him because he's got little ones he's taking care of at home. Not if you're just going to call just to you know, shoot the you-know-what.
Well, a lot of people just call for quotes.
You're like, dude, are you calling for the insurance? Because I can handle it for you, you know.
And that's what I like to do right there, because then I can just talk to the person that's going to pay me.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And then when it comes to communication, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text? Like, what's your preference?
Phone and text. Text is really good, but email works too.
Okay.
Anything with a message really is better.
Okay. All right. You want me to put all three?
Yeah, you might as well. I mean, I just like to have a paper trail to go back and look at notes and stuff instead of talking to people all the time.
And what are the forms of payments that you typically accept?
All of them.
So I'm going to put cash. Do you do checks?
I got Square. Yeah, I do checks. I got Square.
Credit debit. You do Zelle?
Yeah, I got Zelle, Venmo, all that stuff.
Venmo. Okay.
Apple Cash, you name it. No Cash App, though.
Okay. All of them but Cash App.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh. And you said Apple, too, right? Apple Pay?
Yeah.
I'm all putting Venmo. I'm all putting Venmo instead of Venmo. Jesus, Nadine. It's been a
long day. They'd be stealing your money, all their transfer fees, I tell you. Square is the worst.
I know, huh?
Yeah.
Square's a good app, though. My aunt used to use it when she had her catering business. It made it easier, like when she would do invoicing and then like even with her her accounts, like when she was doing her taxes, too. It just made it easier, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, we're going to start going over the billing, okay? Before I even process a payment, Mark, I'm going to walk you through a 90-second voice verification recording. What it does is it outlines our service agreement. It is an added form of protection for you that I send in writing along with your invoice. Now, I will state in there that it's a 2-month verbal agreement, so I'm just basically asking you to stick it out 2 months. I'm going to state the date, the amount, when the second bill is going to be charged, and the date and the amount as well. And then I'll also state in there, too, that if at any point you want to discontinue or cancel the services, pause it, just please make sure you call at least 3 business days before your bill is due so that way you don't get charged on that date. There is no cancellation fee. We prefer to earn your business. Okay?
If it works, it works. That's all I can say.
Yeah.
You're like, then I'm staying, you know? Now, walking you through this, of course. Now, when I'm walking you through it, like if there's anything at all that you don't understand, I want you to stop me and just say, Nadine, what does that mean? So this way I can review it with you and then rephrase it. I just want you to have a clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Sound good?
Sounds good.
Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording. And it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
ECS LLC.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Mark Burbridge, CEO, president, owner. What else?
Operator. Okay.
Operator,
Are you authorized? Excuse me. Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business? And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
The only one, yes.
Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, just please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, sometimes you might get a call. Someone's trying to call you to sell you another type of online product. They are not associated with us. We're not going to ask you for more money. In fact, what I'm going to do to actually protect your account is I'm going to put a security question on it. This is how you're going to identify if it's us calling you or not. The security question, you can choose between one of the three: your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name.
My first pet's name.
Okay. What was your first pet's name?
Rocky.
Rocky. Okay. Anytime that we call you you're going to ask, what's my security question? Because if anyone refuses to give you that security question, disconnect the call. Or if they hang up on you, then you know it wasn't us calling. Okay? Now, sometimes we might call you with an update, and we know that you're like in the middle of a job. You can't just pick up the call. Just respond to us within 24 business hours. Okay? Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
I have other agreements already in place.
Yes.
Until,
so what I'm saying,
like, there's...
Yeah. So like we know about how you mentioned, right? You're using the Angie's ads. Right?
Yeah.
So we're aware of that. That doesn't interfere with what we're doing. What we're saying is, like, let's say you were going to do, I don't know, you were going to have someone manage Facebook ads for you. We would tell you, hey, we're already doing it. You don't want to spend more money. Do you see what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, that's fair. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's just giving us a heads up. We're aware of all the other stuff you're doing. We're saying anything outside of that, just as a common courtesy, just let us know. Because, again, we don't want you spending more money. And it could also hurt you more instead of helping you, okay?
Yeah, no, I'm doing it all by myself right now, so.
Okay. So I would say once we take over the Facebook ads, let us do it. So this way you're not also paying for them on your end. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay. they're just wasting my money.
Okay. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is April 25th, 2025, in the non-refundable amount of $249. Now, this is a two-month verbal agreement. So what that means, your second payment will be charged on May 25th, 2025, in the amount of $249. Now, once the term is completed, Mark, the agreement will just automatically renew each month on the 25th day in the amount of $249. However, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. Now, that's the number that I asked you to save in your contacts, the text message I sent, 877-635-6225. If you choose to pause or cancel the account, all we ask is that you contact us 3 business days before that bill is due, so this way you don't incur the charge. There will be no cancellation fee. Okay?
Okay.
Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So let me go here. The card that you're using, Mark, is that card in your name, business name, or in both?
The card I'm going to use is going to be in my name.
Okay. And is it just Mark Burbridge, or is there like a middle initial?
It's just Mark Burbridge.
Okay. And the billing address to that card?
Will be 12 Bryn Drive, like B-R-I-E-I-N, I think.
What city is it in?
Conway, Arkansas.
You say it's B-R-I-N? Bryn Drive. Let me see. 12 Bryn Drive, Conway, Arkansas.
Yeah, B-R-I-E-N.
B-R-I-E-N. I knew I was spelling something wrong. Because usually it'll start giving me suggestions. Okay. And it's showing me a zip code is 72032.
Correct.
Okay. All right. And is it a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
The MasterCard. Wait, not the record.
So how old are your kids? They're pretty little.
14 and 4 months.
14?
No,
so 14 you got a teenager.
Years and 4 months.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. What a big gap, huh? Aw.
Yeah. Unexpected gap.
Aw.
So.
I'm trying to locate my card details because I don't own a card set.
It's okay. Take your time because I'm going to look at our schedule. How does your schedule look for Monday for your client interview? What we do is we block out an hour.
Monday.
I'm sorry?
Yeah. I got a job on Monday.
So let me see if any of these times work for you on Monday. So basically the client interview, we block out an hour. Takes like about 30 to 40 minutes. You don't need to be in front of a computer. Basically they're verifying the information you and I went over. They're going over more in details, Facebook ads and all that, right? If I'm looking, and whatever time I give you is going to be in your time zone, right? So I have appointments starting as early as 9 o'clock your time, because you're central, you're 2 hours ahead of us. So 9 o'clock your time and as late as 5 to 6.
Okay.
And I have times in between.
It'd be 5 to 6. There's no card.
5 to 6 would work better for you? Okay.
It's a visa. My bad.
Visa. It's okay. No worries. And I'm going to put you. So 5 to 6 will work for you on Monday?
Yes.
Okay, and I'll send you a calendar invite right now before I take down the card information. Now, you don't need to do anything with it. It's just letting you know that we're going to call you between 5 and 6 o'clock. We'll call you from an 877 number. Mark, just make sure you answer all calls within that hour. If I am not on a call or in a meeting, I'll actually be the one calling you to introduce you to the technician, okay? Otherwise, if I'm not available, they're not going to wait for me. They're just going to call you directly. Now, when we call, let's say you're in the middle of something, right? You need like 10 more minutes. Just pick up the call and say, hey, can you guys call me right back? We will call you right back, okay? Also, I'll also send you a reminder an hour before your interview just to remind you that it's coming up in the next hour, okay? So I just sent you that calendar invite. Okay. And then I'm ready for the card whenever you are.
All right. Oh my God, please do.
I lost it. It's 4663. It's 4900. 3866. 3137.
I'm just going to repeat it back to you. 4663-4900-3866-3137.
That's correct.
Okay. Expiration month and year?
2/28.
2/28. And then the CVV code on the back?
6-9-7.
Okay. So I'm just going to update the package right now, and then I'm going to process the payment. You're going to get a couple emails sent to you. One of them is going to be your receipt, and then we'll go over that as soon as it comes through, and then we're almost done here.
I might have to move money over to my account.
Do you want me to wait? Because I don't want to charge it if you need me to wait a minute.
Just wait a minute. Let's see.
Okay. No worries.
250. One time today. Yep. All right. So it's been there. It should be good.
Okay. Yeah, I tell my husband all the time, I'm like, did you just charge something? He's like, what do you mean? And I'm all, because I got the notification. And he's all, oh, well, I didn't know I had to ask for permission. I'm all, it's not that. It's because I have certain bills going out. So I just want to make sure there's enough to cover it or else I got to grab it from the other account.
Well, I just get random charges all the time, it seems like.
Well, you know, my husband, I was watching his Capital One card, and I'm like, hey, your Capital One card's like almost at balance. What is charging on there? He's like, I haven't even used it. I'm like, then I need you to pull it up. Because I kind of feel like he's either got a subscription or something on there, and I'm like, oh, heck no. You know what I mean? Because I'm like, how are you already almost at your balance if you haven't even used it? I'm like, that's not good. He had a Walmart, he had gotten a Home Depot card. And then they gave him a Walmart card, I don't know, like a $1,000 one, like, oh, you know, some little promotional thing. He never used it, and he got something saying that he late on his payment. And I'm like, so I had the card. No one's used it. so he had to get on the phone. He's like, I never charged anything. Like, my wife's holding my card. And sure enough, there was fraud on it. So we had to get the card shut off. They had to send him a new one. I'm like, dude, you need to pay attention. You know? I guess because I manage all the accounts, so it's like I'm on it. You know what I mean? I have to be. Okay. So you should be getting... It is. It's like, oh, my gosh. And because I have this, like, a Credit Karma, so it'll send me notifications whenever, like, our credit score changes. And I'm trying to get us to a certain credit score, right? And we have a pretty fair one, you know, but I'm, like, frustrated because it's, like, right when we get there, then it's, like, how come I'm 4 points down? And then I look and I see because he got a card in my name to use, but I don't use it. And that's how I knew he was almost out of balance. I'm, like, oh, my God. So I told him, I'm paying off that card and I'm putting it away. You're done.
You're done. Okay.
Yeah, you're done. Put a fork in it, you're done. Okay, so you should have gotten an email and a text with the initial invoice. And I'll need you to open that up. And it'll say, hello, Mark. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Copy of your invoice is located below this email.
Yeah, I see it.
Okay. So as you go on to read, it says towards the bottom, please click here to accept your subscription terms. So you're going to click on where it says click here. And then it'll open up a page that'll say at the very top, Local Splash, Terms of Experience. Let me know when you're on that page.
Yeah, I'm on that page.
Okay. Now, if you scroll towards the middle, you're going to find where it says mobile phone, right? Make sure it has your phone number in that box below it, or it's next to it. Okay. Now, there's three boxes underneath. The first one says, I agree to receive text messages. That means text messages from us. So you'll click in that. The other one says that you are the authorized holder and signer of the credit card and that your information is accurate. So you'll click on that. Basically, you're saying it's your name on the card. The other box says that you acknowledge that it's a reoccurring charge automatically. So that's why I say it's really important if you have to pause or cancel it that you call 3 business days before the 25th. Okay?
Fine.
And then... at the very bottom, you'll see where it says sign. You might have to turn your phone horizontal because sometimes it cuts it off. But where it says sign, there's a box next to it. And what you're going to do, Mark, is you're going to type in your name exactly as it reads in that box. Just Mark, space, and then Burbridge. And then what you'll do is you'll click on confirm signature. When you do that, it should open up a page that's asking you to put a username and password.
Now one time I ran Google and they charged me a bunch of money and they didn't do anything. Like my name wouldn't pop up on the top of the page. Is that going to happen?
No, that's not going to happen because we're going to be managing it, right? And this is why I think it's important for you to like go in and track your results with us. Because it'll show you how many times you're coming up in the search results. It'll show you your profiles in your client dashboard. It's going to show you how many times they clicked on your Facebook ad. It's going to show you what messages you received or calls from Facebook, right, and from Google as well. So it gives you all that tracking, okay? That's why I'm super transparent, like, on the timeline, right? Because I don't like to be misleading either. That's why I say it doesn't happen overnight. You know what I mean? But we get you listed in a timely manner, okay?
What do
so
I need
again,
to type in on the username and password?
Oh, you're going to put your phone number on the username, no dashes, okay? And then your password, let me pull it up here. It's going to be all lowercase, one word. Let me go back and pull that up for you right now. Password is the Yahoo, all one word, lowercase. And you can always update that password to a password of your choice. Try to log in to make sure it lets you log in.
great edit. Know your Google listings.
Yeah, so don't do anything yet because the team's going to be working on that. So they'll send you like an invite to add us on as managers for the Facebook and for the Google business profile. And they'll walk you through
it. It says connect with Google. Don't do that.
Yeah, don't do any of that yet. I just wanted you to try to log in there to show that, okay, you can log in, that you're able to get in. And then the technician is going to be going over all of that with you on Monday. Okay? So any pictures that you want to gather or stuff like that that you want us to list on the Google business profile, I would say start gathering those. And then I'm going to text you anytime you want us to update your photos on your Google business profile. You're going to send it to this email. Let me send it to you. photos@localsplash.com. And you would just send the email. I say email's always better only because it's better quality. You could text them as well to that same 877 number. And then we'll upload those photos on your Google business profile. Okay? Did you get the text with the email I sent for the pictures?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So just as a reminder, on Monday we'll call you. I'll send you the reminder an hour before the client interview. I'm going to really do my best to be available because I would love to do the introduction. I have notated in the account that you're an Army veteran, so this way you get thanked for your service, okay? Because I feel that's very important. And just as a reminder, as we're going through these steps, like we'll notify you once your Facebook ads are live, when you're listed in the directories, when you're on the first page of Google. So again, with that timeline, 5 to 7 days is the directory submission. 7 to 14 days are the Facebook ads live. Keep in mind, all of these can generate phone calls for you. First page placement on Google with the optimization and all, I will always give you the timeline of 45 to 60 days. It's written in our terms and conditions. And even if I've seen it happen sooner, because I would rather stick to that timeline. And when it happens sooner for you, you're even happier. Okay? But we'll send you notifications as everything's being, each process is being done. Okay? And Mark, I want to thank you again for your service. Thank you for allowing us to help you. And I'm super excited for you. Welcome to our Local Splash family. Any other questions for me before I let you enjoy your weekend? Okay.
Yeah, you hit me up at the very end of the day.
Right? You're like, come on, man. I want to go relax now.
It's probably been a long day. I got a 4-month-old baby now. I'm going to go deal with.
Oh, well, listen. I'm a believer. I'm going to keep you in my prayers because I know you need the strength to get through it all. But you're going to do great, and it's going to be so rewarding for you.
I hope so.
Very blessed. All right.
Yes.
Well, you have a good weekend, okay? And we'll talk with you on Monday.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.